Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is ICRT's English in the News. It's a podcast, but you can also find scripts and photos of this program on ICRT's website news blog. Today, we're going to talk about two phrases, one-on-one and see eye to eye. So we are killing two birds with one stone. Okay, the first one, one-on-one. The English dictionary has this definition. One-on-one means indirect person-to-person encounter. 在中文里面的意思很清楚，就是一对一直接的沟通或者是接触，跟别人的接触，这叫做 one-on-one.It can be used in both as an adjective or an adverb. For example, the first sentence here, spending one-on-one time with your children will make them feel special. 你要是有好几个小孩，那你跟他们每一个人若有一对一的接触或者是一对一的时间的话，那这个小孩会觉得他自己是很被看重的，他是很特别的。这个是叫做 one-on-one time.Spending one-on-one time with your children. 那在这里 one-on-one 形容词的用法它后面紧跟着名词 time, 一对一的时间。The second example, I'd rather settle this with her one-on-one. 这个把它放在句子的最后面这是副词的用法。那它的意思是我宁愿一对一的跟她解决这个问题 I'd rather...就是 I would rather, 我宁愿 settle this with her. 解决这个问题 ,settle 就是、找出解决的方法跟他找出用一对一的方式找出解决的办法。也就是 I'd rather settle this with her one on one. 那么 see eye to eye 是什么意思呢 ?The English dictionary gives this definition, to agree with someone.眼睛对眼睛，我跟别人眼睛对着眼睛 ，see eye to eye， 互相看着，这是表示跟对方的看法一致，或者是 to share someone's opinions or position on certain issues， 你跟别人的立场一致，或是看法一致，意见一致，这叫做 see eye to eye。这个片语经常是用在否定的状态，但是也有用在、肯定的。情况只不过我们平常比较常看到用否定的状态。Okay, I have three examples here. The first one, his mom and I just don't see eye to eye about his decision to quit college. 这个很显然是在讨论他们的儿子，那儿子决定、离开大学了，他不想再继续上了。他的母亲跟我在这点上面意见很不一样啊。We don't see eye to eye about his decision to quit college.我们对他中途要辍学看法很不一致，这叫做 don't see eye to eye. Example number two, we see eye to eye in everything we do. It's amazing. 这里就是一个 positive, 一个肯定的用法。We see eye to eye in everything we do. 我们做每一件事情都意见如此的一致。It's amazing, 实在是很惊人的。Number three, the two presidents don't exactly see eye to eye on political issues like the Iran nuclear agreement, despite the bond that Trump insists they share. Now here, the two presidents refer to U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron just visited the United States last month.And the two seem to be quite intimate and they called each other friend. However, they have different opinions on this issue, the Iran nuclear agreement. And this leads to our next example, how one-on-one and see eye to eye is used in English news.Now, this is from New York Times, and the date is April 27th, so that's last month.The German Chancellor Angela Merkel, she actually visited the United States right after Macron left. And so these two world leaders, the French president and the German president, they just go to Washington, D.C. one after another and talked about the Iran nuclear agreement issue with President Trump. So here itThe story goes, President Trump and Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany made no attempt on Friday to hide their disagreements over the future of the Iran nuclear deal and trade relations between the United States and Europe. We need a reciprocal relationship, which we don't have, Mr. Trump said, standing beside Ms. Merkel at a news conference in the ornate East Room of the White House. The Chancellor and I have discussed it today at length, and we're working on it. And we want to make it more fair, and the Chancellor wants to make it more fair. We had an exchange of views on the current state of affairs of the negotiations and the respective assessments on where we stand on this, Ms. Merkel said curtly, and the decision lies with the president. 在这篇报道里面，《纽约时报》的报道里面，它的标题就标出了这一个 one on one， 并且 see eye to eye。他说 ，Trump and Merkel meet one on one， but don't see eye to eye。他说，川普总统跟德国总理梅克尔他们的一对一的会面，那在白宫里面一对一的会面 ，meet one on one， but don't see eye to eye。但是他们眼睛并没有互看。换句话说，他们的意见不一致。然后这篇报道里面就讲，美国总统川普跟德国总理梅克尔周五呢，毫不掩饰他们对于伊朗核子条约以及美欧关系的旗舰。那他们开了一个共同的记者会，是在白宫东厢开的。川普跟梅克尔站在一起，他说呢，我们想要的是互惠的关系，所以他用了这个字 ,we need a reciprocal relationship, reciprocal 就是互惠的平等互惠原则的 relationship, 这样子的一个关系。而我们现在没有 ,which we don't have。川普总统继续说，总理今天跟我花了很长的时间讨论这项议题，我们也会继续努力，而我们希望把条约改得公平一些。他讲说 We want to make it more fair， 希望把它这里的 it 指的应该是这个 Iran nuclear deal， 他希望把这条约改得公平一些。而川普说，总理也就是德国的总理也希望把这个弄得公平一点。但是梅克尔呢，他在同一个记者会上，他只是非常简短的说，我们就目前的磋商，就是目前有关 Iran nuclear deal 的互相交换的意见， We had an exchange of views， 他交换意见 exchange of views， 也分别评估了我们各自的立场 and the respective assessments on where we stand on this， stand on an issue 就是我们站在某个 issue， 换句话说我们就是对这个议题有些怎样的立场，叫做 we stand on this， 指的是、这个 nuclear deal。 And decision lies with the president， 然后现在决定权在川普的手中，换句话说、所有该讲的我都已经讲了。这是 Trump and Merkel meet one on one but don't see eye to eye。The second example is from Arkansas Times, and it took place last year in December. The New York Times' Michael Schmidt got a rare one-on-one interview with Donald Trump Thursday at his resort in Florida. How? Well, Schmidt was taken to lunch at the Trump National Golf Course Grill by Trump insider Chris Ruddy, who regularly defends Trump on TV.Ruddy brought Schmidt over to Trump's neighboring table, and they were soon off and running. 这篇在讲的 Michael Schmidt 就是《纽约时报》的记者，他跟川普总统有了一次非常罕见的 one-on-one interview。在这里很显然，它是形容词的用法，就是一对一的访谈。One-on-one interview with Donald Trump， 因为川普总统平常是很少很少跟记者做一对一的访谈的。他里面就说 这次怎么办到呢？其实是很偶然的机会。 Schmidt 他去了佛罗里达州川普总统自己所开的国家高尔夫球场Trump National Golf Course， 然后里面有一个餐厅就是 National Golf Course Grill。 Schmidt 是被川普的好朋友一个姓 Ruddy 的人带去的。 Ruddy 就介绍川普总统这位纽约时报的记者 Schmidt， 然后 Schmidt 呢很立刻把握住机会，他就立刻蹲在总统的旁边开始跟总统交谈，然后总统越讲越高兴， 就讲了很多。这个是这篇报道的来源呢。The New York Times Michael Schmidt got a rare one-on-one interview with President Trump. Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's podcast. I'm Jane Lee.